Now, there are three certainties for life here in Sydney: death, taxes, and daylight savings. Unfortunately, all three of those things are pretty inevitable and do affect your sleep, although for the purposes of right now, let's stick to daylight savings. In just 9 days' time, the clocks are going to be turned forward by 1 hour. I have checked. That is the bad direction. But how long does it take for our body clocks to catch up to the alarm clock? I've got sleep researcher Gemma Peach on the line here to chat us through it. Gemma, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries, Tess.
So how does daylight savings affect our sleep cycle?
So basically what happens with daylight savings is we're essentially forced into trying to go to bed earlier, at least when we go forwards in time. And it's essentially like a mini type of jet lag, if you like. So, we can have a bit of sleep loss, which can make us feel a little bit tired, and then that can affect our daytime functioning and can kind of carry on for the whole week after the clocks have gone backwards.
And how important is it to keep the sleep cycle relatively stable?
We know that it is quite important to have a stable sleep cycle, particularly trying to get up around the same time each day. Going to bed can vary a little bit, but, you know, you sort of aim for a similar time of waking up. And basically the reason for this is our bodies are very used to routine and, you know, we like routine. And so when we mix up that routine with our sleep, that can have impacts on our sleep and our day-to-day functioning.
And how long does it generally take to, I guess, reset an off-kilter sleep cycle? Everybody seems to be whinging for up to, you know, a couple of weeks after daylight savings, it feels.
Yeah, it can really vary on the individual, but definitely going, the switching the clocks earlier, you know, makes it much harder because it's a lot more difficult to go to bed earlier. And so what we do is we typically go to bed at the same time, and then we're essentially losing out on a couple of hours sleep the next morning. So it can take, you know, a week or 2 weeks, depending on the person. The best way to do it is to try to prep your body before it happens. So start prepping now so that when you get to next weekend, when the clocks do go forward, we don't have as much of an impact on our sleepiness.
And so what is which one's better for our body to deal with, the clocks going forwards or the clocks going backwards?
Generally speaking, the clocks going backwards, because it's much easier to go to bed a little bit later than it is to try to go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. So definitely switching, going backwards in time is essentially a little bit harder for us.
Well, it's going to be an interesting run. But Gemma, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Tess.
That was sleep expert Gemma Peach reassuring us a little bit that in 9 days' time, if you're having some trouble adjusting, you will get through it. I promise. Daylight savings is almost upon us.